With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Nolan Gorman had a huge game. Let's talk about it next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Wednesday, June 22nd. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's talk about that huge game. Nolan Gorman went 4-for-4 with a double dong, now up to 6 home runs on the season. He's hitting for power, but also striking out quite a bit. Scott, what do you think about this massive game and overall your thoughts on Gorman this far?
I think Gorman has been exactly what I thought he'd be. I haven't moved him up or down the rankings at all since he got called up. Yes, he's shown big power. No surprise there. He struck out too much. No surprise there. I think the jury's still out as to what this is going to add up to in the long run. Obviously, his numbers look great right now, and no complaints about a .280 batting average, .866 OPS. But this game obviously did a lot to elevate him. He's basically had 2 games with 3 hits, 2 games with 4 hits, and then done a bunch of nothing for the most part otherwise. So he's gone about getting those numbers in a very strange way. And again, you wonder if, particularly sitting against left-handers, if he can maintain that pattern or find more consistency or whatever. You see the upside, you see the downside. I think you hold right now and just continue to see where it goes.
I got this question on Twitter, Scott. Would you rather have Nolan Gorman or the recently called up O'Neill Cruz?
I'd rather have O'Neill Cruz because I expect him to play every day, unlike Gorman has been doing. I expect him to run some, which Gordon won't. Cruz just stole his first base on Tuesday. And I think the overall upside is higher.
All right, let's rank some waiver wire pitchers who did something on Tuesday. Marco Gonzalez was at the Oakland A's. He went 7 innings of 2-run ball. Roansy Contreras got back on track. 5 innings of 1-run ball up against the Cubs. Aaron Civale made a very solid return. 5 innings, 2 runs, 7 strikeouts at the Twins. And Jose Urquidy posts back-to-back quality starts. 6 innings, 1 run, 5 strikeouts against a very tough Mets lineup. How would you rank those 4, Scott? Urquidy, Civale, Contreras, Gonzalez.
Well, it's a pretty uninspiring group overall. Not a lot of upside here. The one who I think has genuine upside is Roansy Contreras. So I might be inclined to put him first just for that reason. The others I think are going to be on and off the waiver wire all season long. And Contreras probably will too, given that he pitches for the Pirates. But there's a chance. There's a chance he's something more. Second, I will go Marco Gonzalez. Third, Jose Urquidy. Distant fourth right now is Aaron Civale, who was terrible when we saw him before going on the IL, but he altered his pitch mix in this return. A lot more sinkers, a lot fewer cutters, and so maybe he's figured something out, but it'll take more than one decent start to convince me of that.
All right, let's fire up the worryometer here on a Wednesday. Some pitchers who have been slowing down. Nestor Cortez gave up 4 runs over 4 1/3 at the Rays. And over his last 3 starts, he has a 5.79 ERA. Scott, where are you at on Nestor Cortez, the worryometer?
1 to 10 scale, I'll go 4 on the worryometer. I think given that he's a big fly ball pitcher, it's his home run rate is just way too low this season. Even last year, his home run rate was 1.4 per 9, and he still had a 2.90 ERA. Right now, it's 1.1 per 9. So he has some give in both the ERA, even if the home run rate goes up to where it probably should be, where it was last year. And that's mostly the reason why his last three starts haven't been good. And it's really just two of the three were bad, and he gave up multiple home runs in both. That's going to happen sometimes for Nestor Cortez. But I think in the long run, he'll still be a quality fantasy option for you, given, you know, more than strikeout per inning, good supporting cast, all of that.
All right, Jack Flaherty, this one's a little bit tougher. He has failed to go more than three innings in each of his first two starts. The walks have been up. The velocity has been down, obviously coming back from a long layoff, a shoulder injury. However, this is basically still his spring training. So what do you think about Jack Flaherty?
So that's probably more like a six on the worryometer for me. I'm pretty worried. There are three plausible scenarios here for why he struggled in his first two starts. I think the most likely is it's rust. The second most likely is he's still hurt. And then there's that possibility he's just not very good anymore. And isn't going to regain the 1.4 miles per hour he's lost on his fastball. It's a possibility, but I think it's the least likely of the three, and I would continue to hold on to him and hope he shakes off the rust and gets in a groove here, sort of like Zach Wheeler did earlier this season.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.